concern. Thanks for.
Hello?
Hi, Angela. It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey there. Glad you called me. I was actually stuck really busy this morning, but I did get an update, and I don't think this is correct because I never reflected on your credit report anywhere, but they're saying that there was a bankruptcy that was filed in 2009 that was fully dismissed back in 2014. Is that right, or is that incorrect?
No, that is correct.
Is it? Okay. It just didn't reflect on the credit report, so I didn't see it. It just doesn't necessarily mean that it's killing the dough or anything like that. I'm just waiting to hear back. That was just a question they had. Because normally it'll show.
Could you hold on just a second? Could you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Just hold on, Dennis.
Sure.
Okay, Dennis, I was on my other phone.
That's okay. No problem. So they just asked for clarification on that. They haven't declined or anything because of it.
Okay.
But just waiting to hear back as far as that goes. Everything else is looking okay, so they're just taking their sweet time. But I should get some answers for you hopefully today. But that was the question they had this morning.
That did happen, and that is there. If they want an explanation on it, I can give them one. But
that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, if it was fully dismissed back in 2014 and they've already clarified that, that's really all their question was.
It was dismissed years before that, but it's off the credit report and everything in 2014.
Gotcha.
But it was dismissed in 2010, I think it was, because it was filed in 2009 and done in over with in 2010, I think it was, and it's off our credit report and everything in 2014.
Gotcha. Okay, that must be what it was then. That like the last actual reported date that they ever saw or whatever was on was January of 2014 is what they're saying. So
yeah, so it's supposed to be like gone forever, but I guess not.
Well, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's it doesn't actually reflect there. It might have been on the business credit or something like that. Was it a Chapter 11 or 12 or?
I want to say Chapter 13.
13, okay, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, because we did pay, so much to everybody.
Gotcha, that's probably why it didn't reflect. So it's probably just on the business credit, I bet. That's why it didn't show in the credit report. But I'm hoping to get the yes or no here this afternoon, so I'm just kind of waiting. I told them that you're willing to go down at a lower cost if you need to, but I put it in for $75,000, saying that you have $10,000 down, and just waiting to hear back. So that's what we're up against right now.
Okay. If it's we're my husband and I are looking at some other trucks that are less pricey, I guess is the best way of wording it, that cost less at a different dealership because we're just looking at something less expensive. Would it be possible to finance a truck at a different dealership at a less less expensive truck? Or do we have to stay with this truck at this dealership if that's how it works?
No, whatever. You can do whatever you want with your approval. It's your approval. You can do with it what you need.
Okay.
And as far as that goes, I'm just waiting, like I said, to I told them that you're willing to go lower if you needed to. So.
Yeah, that's what. Because I would rather, just do something less of a payment and less, you know what I mean? Because I want to be extremely safe than anything that's not extremely safe for my sense of caution.
Gotcha. No, I understand completely.
Yeah, just for me because I am the my husband says I squeeze a nickel so hard I make the buffalo on it poop. So
well, sometimes you have to have a woman in life that does that. So
that's how I do things, and it sometimes it annoys the hell out of him, but I just don't care. That's just the way I like things done.
Well, you guys have been together for quite a while for a reason, so
exactly, it's working. But is this good? Do you think the bankruptcy is going to be like this huge problem?
No, I mean it was discharged over a couple years ago, and the credit is fairly well established since then. So I don't think so. But
okay.
I'm just unfortunately there's
waiting.
So much in the air with them. It's like I just don't know until I get an answer, or at least something to work
okay.
with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So now it's just waiting until they come back with an answer, and you think it will be today because it's been a few days?
It should be. I mean, hopefully it's this afternoon. It's only 10 o'clock my time, so, I mean, it's still pretty early here. But I've answered all their questions, and I just said yes on that, and then because I knew they were going to take some time before they actually looked further into it before I talked to you.
Okay.
So I didn't want to hold up anything. But we'll be waiting together for the yes or no here. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Okay.
But I did let them know that you could go with a lower amount as well, and you'd be fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we are looking at some other ones, and I've called on some other trucks, actually. And we've found a couple that every truck I've called on, I make sure it has motor work done on it before I'll even consider it, because I have my ducks a certain way, and everything has to be a certain way before I'll even consider it.
That's
good. If it doesn't have motor work done on it, I won't even consider it.
It's not a bad idea. The motor work is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one that has to put that money into it. I want that money into it before I take it. So, you know, you just have to have certain things done. This isn't, it's really not the first truck I've ever purchased, and I have to have things a certain way. I'm very meticulous.
That's good, though. That's a good quality. They're out there.
So I will wait to hear from you.
Out there, so. Alrighty.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.